e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Beaches, football,
olha que coisa,
dance,
mais linda, mais cheia,
carnival.
Graça.
Brazil is the perfect tourist destination with its fun and sun. However, behind its mask, the country holds the biggest hidden secrets. One that's both devastating and interesting, one that we will uncover today on Throughline. Welcome to the life in Brazilian favelas. Today, the newly elected president, Lula, has plans for pacifying favelas all over Brazil.
Que deseja mais e não menos democracia.
Places regarded as dangerous and deadly, let's trace its history. First created in the end of the 19th century by former slaves, favelas are shanty towns filled with makeshift houses. Eventually, with Brazil's urbanization, more and more people moved to major cities such as Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo and ended up living in favelas. Today, 6% of the population are found there. Many problems then emerged. Not only were they confronted to raging war between rival gangs, they were also faced to the development of drug trafficking. In the 1990s, the Brazilian government decides to intervene. Their solution? Deploy police forces in the outskirts and within the favelas. In 1995, Seraqueira, Secretary of the Public State, states that bandidos, or bandits, are not humans. His concepts of bandidos were mere stereotypes. Black men living in favelas immediately are associated to thugs. The government's visible support for police violence led to raids, shooting in many homes. Oftentimes, civilians fall victim to these killings. Today, even though police brutality has much decreased, it is not entirely gone. In recent years, major police operations took place in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. 182 lives were claimed by police between 2021 and 2022 under Bolsonaro's rule. Villa Cruzeiro Favela, Rio de Janeiro, May 25, 2021. 25 lives gone. Complexo do Alemão, July 21st, 2022, 18 lives gone. Even though today, favelas are becoming more and more open to tourists, many of its inhabitants are in precarious situations, suffer from inequality, unemployment, lack of basic needs, and fear for their lives and that of their loved ones. Civilians are in danger because of the gangs, they are in danger because of the police. They have no one to trust and have to learn to survive on the streets, such is the motto of the favelas. Mothers' hearts shatter every day as their husbands get murdered and as their sons start packing guns up. We can only wish for the situation to get better in favelas because the cycle of trauma the favelidos carry on with them is never ending. Next time, when you watch a romanticized video of Brazil, do not forget that it is just a facade and 11 million Brazilians reside in favelas hoping for change. That brings us to the end. Thank you as always for joining us, and we hope we brought you some knowledge. Have a good one.